This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Okay, everyone, shut up and look at me.
Prime Time with Isaac and Souk.
The less I know about other people's affairs, the happier I am. I'm not interested in caring about people.
Isaac Rob.
I once worked with a guy for 3 years and never learned his name. Best friend I ever had. We still never talk sometimes.
Jason Sukanik.
I also think it's pointless for a human to paint scenes of nature when they could just go outside and stand in it.
Primetime on the Fan Sports Network, 105.1 and 1080.
Please do not misinterpret the fact that I am talking right now as genuine interest. End of speech.
The Fan.
All right. Welcome back. Hope you're having a nice, juicy little Thursday. We are your sports bros. Rob, that's me. Big Sook's right over there. And look, it's Ryan Buckley, everybody.
Shane Falco, so Malcho.
I feel like that was a misfire.
It's possible.
Doesn't he always play as...
Not always. Looking for...
It makes me sad.
It's new to the board, so I got to find it.
Rolling. What? We had a thing going.
My Limp Bizkit Fred Durst.
Apparently we didn't.
No, I'm trying to turn on the Cowboys and Eagles.
I spent the last 5 minutes looking for it, and I was confused and frightened.
And I went to Prime. Why am I not seeing it on Prime?
Well, I went to Prime, and where I was confused is when you go to Amazon Prime, it says that it has the game, but it directs you to Peacock. I don't have Peacock.
But wait a minute. I thought Thursday Night Football was exclusively Amazon Prime.
I don't think this is Thursday Night Football, even though it's on Thursday Night Football.
Yeah, I think it's technically like the NFL opener and NBC has the rights to that or something.
Yes. Okay.
And so then I was confused because it wanted me to sign up for a free trial of Peacock. And I said, well, I'm not doing that. And then I was like.
You just need NBC.
And then, it turns out I just need
NBC. It's on KGDubs.
It's on KGDubs.
Nice.
If you have YouTube TV, you can do the split screen with the tennis and Aryna Sabalenka.
I will not be doing that.
Here's
play
the next question. How do we find KGW?
I don't know. It popped right up when I went to Live Sports. How many times will they show the Saquon Barkley hurdle backwards? Because I have seen it now at least 4 times.
And listen, that was physically impressive, but he gained like 2 more yards and we turned it into the Madden cover.
We probably should just...
I have a friend who hung out with Saquon Barkley for the final round of the Masters. Oh. Do you remember the whole Roy McIlroy thing?
Hold on, you want to pick up that name right there?
Well, I didn't drop his name. I won't tell you his name.
You dropped Saquon Barkley's name.
Well, no, I just wanted to tell you that he said...
Cool guy?
Well, he said that he is really weird and intense. Yeah. He's one of those. Yeah. And so I asked him, I said, well, would you do that again? Like, was that... Like, that's kind of cool. Like, you're running around with... You're chasing Roy McIlroy.
He said no, huh?
He was like, dude, he goes, it was a great day, but I don't think I would ever want to do that again.
I could see that. He was on, I listened to an interview with him with Howard Stern, and it was bad because Howard Stern has no idea about sports, but it was a really, really awkward interview, and he came across a little bit like that. And now we've confirmed it. Sometimes it's just better to be on your own at the Masters as opposed to...
Yeah, he's wired a little.
Yeah, I can see
he said he was hard to keep up with.
I can see that.
Intense.
Yeah.
Anyway, There's your little Saquon Barkley nugget for the day.
We're kicking off here like in any moment, right?
I can't find it.
I don't think it's in any moment. I think technically it's like a 5:20 kick, and they might do the banner thing before that. So it could be 5:35.
God.
Just give me,
I hate all of this.
Give me the game.
All right, it is time for the 2025 edition of the NFL Backup Quarterback Game. Cue the music, maestro!
Let's go!
Okay, here's the over-under. Well, we hear... Okay, so this started many years ago because we believe that it's important to have a backup quarterback.
Yeah.
We also believe it's important to know who the backup quarterbacks are, and so that's why we do this. Suk must achieve, and Buckley can help him. He must get... 27.5.
Okay.
You must get over that.
That's combined second and third string?
No, that's second string.
Wow. Yeah,
I told you it was high this year.
Like most of the league.
Yes, it is. Do you remember what it was last year? And you guys nailed it. It was 26.
Again.
So stop your bitching.
I watch an alarming amount of dumb preseason football, and Buckley with his gambling, we got this.
I think you do have it.
The third string quarterback, I'm not certain of because that's a revolving cast, but I feel very confident every year.
I found it.
Boy, Chris Sims has something going on right now. Sorry, I'm being distracted by Chris Sims' hair.
So we're going to go by division.
Okay.
You must get 27.5 out of the 32. You must get over 20. So you have to get 28 out of the 32. Or, as many people know who have heard this before, you get fired. You lose your job on the spot.
I have not been fired. I feel very confident about my preseason backup quarterback.
You're fired.
You're fired.
We're going to start.
Never seen a firing like this.
With the AFC East.
Okay.
Buffalo backup to Josh Allen is?
Mitchell Trubisky.
Okay. New England, their backup to Drake May is.
That Woolridge guy played a bunch, but it's not him. They cut him. Their backup is. Boy, this isn't a good start.
No, it's not. This is a tough one, though. He's new.
Who is their backup in New England? Give me a second.
Used to be Brissett, right?
He's not. Brissett's in.
Yeah, he's somewhere else now.
I think they did a swap. Buck, thank you for that. I think Dobbs is in Arizona. I think Brissett's in Arizona. I think Dobbs is in New England.
That's correct.
Ha!
Wow.
2 for 2.
Buckley, that was an indirect. I don't know if I would have gotten that.
That's an assist.
Cosmic assist.
That's a cosmic assist. You're out there dropping dimes. Because I think Jacoby Brissett and Josh Dobbs, by the way, it's the same person.
Pretty much.
One just has hair.
The Jets back up to...
That is
Justin Fields.
Tyrod Taylor.
3 for 3. The Miami Dolphins back up to Tua.
And I do believe number 0 on your game program and number 0 in your heart, that is BYU legend Zach Wilson. And my God, if Tua gets hurt, good luck.
Clean sweep.
Yeah.
Chicago. The Bears.
That's secret Bajit man.
5 for 5. Detroit's back up to Jared Goff.
Hooker got cut.
Golf.
I'll tell you, it's one of the Allens.
I think there are some people that are going to look at this and scoff.
Are you going to scoff?
It's one of the Allens.
I need the first name.
It's one of the Allens. It's Brandon or Braden. Is it Braden or Brandon?
Brandon Allen.
It's Brandon Allen.
Final answer?
Brandon Allen. Is it Braden?
Is that your final answer?
Well, it's... It's the B. Allen. It's that Allen. It's the other Allen.
Allen.
Kyle Allen.
You idiots.
Son of a...
I thought Kyle Allen was with the Niners, so I'm screwed.
Finishing up that division, the Minnesota Vikings.
Minnesota is Carson Wentz.
J.J. McCarthy, yeah, that's right. 6 out of 7.
Good.
And Green Bay.
Malik Willis.
See, this is easy.
Yeah, I'm pissed off that I didn't. I was trying to go perfect. And
you ain't perfect.
I feel like you at least get half credit for Allen.
Do I get a half a point?
No, you don't.
You got half the name.
Atlanta.
That is Kirk Cousins.
8 of 9. Carolina's backup to Bryce Young.
Been there. It's the great red rider rifle, whatever the hell his name is, Andy Dalton.
He's still there.
God. He played a bunch in the pre. Again, this all just stems from watch meaningless preseason football.
The New Orleans Saints.
That would be Tyler Shuck.
Mm-hmm. 10 for 11. You've got Tampa Bay back up to Baker Mayfield.
Ooh, they cut Trask.
Yeah, Kyle Trask was my best Tampa ace in the hole.
Boy, Kyle Trask sucked. I saw him play once.
I don't think anyone picked him up. If he was a practice squad, who did?
I don't know why.
They got they got him at the high school. They got Teddy Two Gloves. Teddy Bridgewater.
Oh,
that's correct.
Wow, good poll.
That's 11 out of 12. You're doing great. Let's go to the AFC West. Denver back up to Bo Nix.
Jarrett Stidham.
That's correct. Kansas City back up to Patrick Mahomes.
Gardner Minshew.
Chargers back up to Justin Herbert.
Roland Trey Lance.
And Las Vegas back up to Geno Smith.
O'Connell broke his ankle, and now it is the great Kenny Pickett.
You are 15 of 16. Well on your way.
Pretty good.
Roland.
Let's go to Houston.
Davis Mills is still there.
To CJ Stroud.
He of the giant neck.
The Hoosiers. Indianapolis.
Oh, Anthony Richardson.
Yes. We have Jacksonville back up to Trevi. What's his nuts?
Ooh.
Trevor Lawrence is what's his nuts.
Yeah.
What's his nuts? Can we get credit for that?
No.
What's his nuts?
Jacksonville. David Garrard.
I don't know Jacksonville. Should I know Jacksonville?
Nah, that's a tough one. That's your second. So you're 17 of 19.
I don't think I watched Jacksonville.
Their backup to Trevi is Nick Mullins.
Oh, Scranton Strong?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, that's Matt McGloin.
Yeah, I think Mullins is the
Southern Miss.
He's the handsome one.
Yeah, he played like that one game in San Francisco and everyone loved him. He's still kicking around.
Yeah, he took over for CJ Beathard.
God bless America.
How about the Tennessee Titans back up to the young kid Cam Ward?
That's the other Allen. That's the Allen that I thought
Kyle
was
Allen?
The Allen in Detroit. That's the B Allen.
I need a name.
Is it Brandon or Braden? Brandon.
Allen.
I think that's the Allen.
That's correct. Jesus.
I don't know. I know he's one of the Allens.
All right, three divisions to go. Cincinnati. Back up to Joe Burrow.
Oh, that's a Washington boy. Jake Browning.
That is correct. Baltimore's backup is?
Cooper Rush.
You would know this if you were winning money with the Ravens.
Cooper Rush.
By the way, 3 for 3, pocketing cash.
Yep.
Pittsburgh, back up to Aaron Rodgers.
Still, I believe Mason Rudolph.
You are 21 of 23.
Ooh.
Cleveland. Easy one.
Yeah, it's they officially named Gabriel, right?
That's correct. And last two divisions, NFC West, Dallas.
Well, that would be the NFC East.
Or, I mean, the NFC East, sorry. NFC West is last.
Who did Dallas go with? They had that crappy kid from, dude, he sucks. I can picture him. Like, he's terrible. Like, he was god-awful. Why can't I think of his name? He played at Tennessee.
Oh,
why can't I think of his name?
Milton? Is it Joe Milton?
Yes, Joe Milton.
Boom.
That is correct.
By the way, the fact that he is he freaking sucks. Like, the Cowboys have a long line of backup quarterbacks that suck. Dude, that guy is terrible.
Philadelphia.
Oh, they got they have a good one. Tanner McKee, who, by the way, is my...
He's good.
Someone will sign Tanner McKee. He will be a starting quarterback within 2 years.
New York Giants.
Oh, that's Jackson Dart.
All right, I think you're already there. 5, 10, 15, 20. You're 25 of 27. You need three more.
Buckley with two big assists. Thank you very much, Ryan Buckley.
You need to go 3 out of 5, and I think you got this.
Okay.
Washington.
It's Marcus still, right?
That's correct. And finally, the NFC West, Arizona.
This is, I had a flip. This is.
This Clayton Tune?
No. This is the Dobbs. It's the same. This is Brissett.
Jacoby Brissett?
Yeah.
It appears you only need one more to hit the over.
And I got it if this is the division.
Well, you got it. Let's go with San Francisco.
That would be the great Pro Bowl quarterback, Mac Jones.
Yeah. That's correct. You did it. You survive another year. You old son of a bitch.
Watch some preseason football.
Seattle.
Drew Lock.
And... Rams.
I don't know.
I think it's Jimmy G, isn't it?
Is it Stetson Bennett or is it Jimmy G?
I think they're. I think they moved
you
on.
You tell
from
me,
Stetson.
Guys.
I think it's Jimmy G.
Let's. I'll go with Buck.
It's Jimmy G.
Jimmy G.
That is correct. You are 30 out of 32. I think next year you're going to have to get all of them.
32.
It's trending that way.
Yeah.
I've never been perfect.
Well, you're going to have to be
to
next
get
year.
31.
There's no way. There'll be one or two that I flip. Although, to be fair,
then you're going to get fired.
I feel like that was 30 and a half because I had the Allen. I just couldn't remember which Allen was which.
Okay, up next, as if that wasn't enough, the third string quarterback game.
This, I'm guessing, will not go well.
On the Fan. So, no, the Cowboys and Eagles has not started yet.
No, we're still dragging on.
Yes, with pregame shenanigans. Boyz II Men is currently singing.
Who, by the way, are fantastic, but we've lost a man.
Or a boy.
Or a boy.
Or a boy to man.
Yeah, Boyz II Men. We lost the dude that just that did the deep talking.
He left the band in 2003.
Oh.
Yeah.
So we...
He has MS.
Oh. Well, then I stand corrected. We didn't...
Well, no, I mean, he's not there.
He's just, you know.
He had MS, and then they said that he didn't... So he left the band in 2003. He had back problems. Mm-hmm. And the guy, so apparently there was, I was just reading about this, there was a rift between all four of them because they still, yeah. I mean, they're out touring and everything.
Yeah, they play the casino circuit and they still sound great.
So he said that he got pissed at the band members because they thought he wasn't motivated, but he was having back problems in the, and he was MS. Later diagnosed with MS.
Yeah, he's like,
and so he said he felt like they betrayed him, and so he didn't want to talk to them. That being said, he reunited with them. In the show last year, okay. And he has hinted that a reunion might be in the works.
Because he was the one, like, there would be that part in the song where he'd be like, baby, I just miss you. It just hurts me that you won't come back. He didn't really sing, but he would deep talk, and he was wonderful.
That's his name's Michael McCreary,
yeah.
I think.
And by the way, phenomenal job from what I'm hearing on the national anthem. We had it on mute.
Oh, no. but Michael McCreary.
But people are saying that they killed it. But
people
can I
are saying.
Point of contention.
People are saying.
So they're all wearing Eagles jerseys.
Who?
The Boyz II Men.
Yeah. Oh.
They're all wearing throwback Eagles
not
jerseys.
Not Brian Schottenheimer.
We had a Reggie White, we had a Jerome Brown, and we had a the safety, the Brian Dawkins. Two of them though were wearing the throwback old school Kelly Green Eagles, which is the best Eagles jersey. And then the other one had a bastard like modern day Eagles jersey. We can't get a throwback Brian Dawkins? We can't get the same kind of jersey?
Do you think they had to bring their own?
Or do you think they just walked into the merch store and they're like, pick something you like and none of them coordinated? Or...
Well, two of them coordinated.
Well, I bet
or that's just the one that two of them happened to like.
I bet they just wore what they were going to, like, why would the Eagles outfit them?
I'm just saying, well, I would assume you're outfitting them and you're singing the national anthem when you're doing the Super Bowl presentation.
I don't think the team outfits its national anthem singers. That you got to wear rock star stuff.
Yeah.
Also,
yeah.
Rob Mack was leading the team out onto the field. It was... yelling at them to
go birds.
Right. Well, now we're underway.
Okay. Yeah, here we go.
Cue the music there, Maestro. We've got one more game to play here, and it is the NFL 2025 third string quarterback game.
Mm-hmm.
Now, according to Our Lads, which is the official depth charts that I went off of here, there are 14 teams that kept a third string quarterback. Mm-hmm. You will need to name 9.5 of them.
I do not. I felt very confident in the backup quarterback game because so many starters didn't play. I feel
nine times
a lot less
nine times
about the third string quarterback.
Well, if you don't get this, if you don't get the over, you will be suspended without pay for 7 years.
At least I'm not fired, but that 7 years is going to hurt a little bit.
I'll give you the easy ones first.
Okay.
See if we can build some, build toward the tougher ones.
All right.
Seattle.
Oh, that's easy. That's Jalen Miller.
That is easy.
No. Mm-hmm. If it's a rookie, I feel pretty good. But the Browns is easy.
A little behind. The Browns.
Yeah, that's Shedeur Sanders.
Okay. The Saints.
Saints.
Do they hang on to Haener or do they let him go?
Bump, bump. Put your heads together.
I feel like they released Haener. Was anybody else there with Shuck and Rattler?
I just remember Shuck, Rattler, and Haener was
there. Yeah.
So
that's the best I'm going to have is Haener.
I don't know. I'm going with Haener.
What's his first name?
Jake.
Hey!
That's correct.
Buckley coming over the top again.
How about Miami?
Cleo Lemon.
They have a they have a rookie.
Who do they
get? Did you have a rookie?
I was buzzing.
Oh, do they have Quinn Ewers?
I was buzzing Cleo Lemon.
Yes, they got Quinn Ewers.
Yes. All right, 4-for-4.
Buckley, this is where I need my Ryan Buckley. Buckley's dominating the third string game.
Rolling. What?
New York Giants.
Oh, Jameis Winston. Mm-hmm. This isn't as bad as I thought.
The Indianapolis Colts.
Curtis Painter.
Ooh, the Colts good. I feel like it's a rookie and I'm drawing a blank.
It is.
I remember.
Oh, wait.
I remember.
Do they have Ellinger? They have Sam Ellinger?
No, he's been around a long time. I remember seeing someone play and I'll kick myself. It's a rookie and I don't know.
I don't got it.
Riley Leonard.
Ah, son of a beast. Oh,
I thought he was in Green Bay for some reason. He played against Green Bay in the preseason.
I knew that.
The Rams.
Stetson Bennett.
Stetsy, baby. 6 out of 7. That's pretty good. You only need 4 more. New England.
Did Jalen Carter just get kicked out of this game?
Yeah, that's kind of what I'm... What did he get kicked out for?
I mean, I guess you probably have to throw a punch, right?
So, arguably the best defensive tackle in the NFL, and he's getting carted off or walked off by the
Eagles big dumb guy. Eagles betters not happy about that. Can you turn that music down a little bit?
Someone's saying that he spit on someone.
Oh, maybe that one.
Said he spit on Dak? And? Nice.
Oh, my God!
What the
Cooper
hell?
Cooper DeJean's leaving?
So we got...
What's
no,
happening?
No, that's not DeJean. That's somebody else.
Who
it's
is that?
Somebody named Washington. It's just a white guy.
All Rob saw... Well, to be fair...
White guy defensive number. Like Cooper DeJean.
To be fair, it looks like that's 2 threes. That's a 4 and a 3. Not 3-3.
That looks like him, though.
It was a white DB getting carted off.
Yeah. Some other guy.
Yeah, some other guy. But, dude, Jalen... So he spit on Dak? All right, I got to...
Fire Nick Sirianni. Okay.
That's an awesome...
Early season stuff. Appearance for Big Dom.
Yeah.
6-for-7. New England. Third string quarterback. Who is New England's third string quarterback?
He played well in the preseason. I don't know if they kept him, but that Ben Woolridge guy. I know they cut him. Did they bring him back?
That's a loss. Right. Tommy Cutlets.
Oh, that's right, because they claimed him off waivers.
They claimed him off waivers.
Okay, you've got 6 left.
No.
You must get 4 of 6.
Or I'm suspended.
For 7 years without pay. No. Philadelphia.
I know this. They traded for him. Sam Howell.
Oh.
That's correct.
Yeah.
Sammy Nuggs.
I don't know why they traded for Sam Howell, but they did. This is my theory. I believe they're going to trade Tanner McKee in season to somebody.
And they needed Sam Howell
need
to be
Sam
the backup.
Howell. That's my conspiracy theory.
Okay. Minnesota, third string quarterback.
Minnesota third string quarterback.
So they have McCarthy, Wentz, and
Who was there? Because Wentz got there late in the preseason, I think. So
hey, I don't know.
His name is Max Brosmer.
Come again.
Okay. Yep, that's right.
Sure.
Sorry, guys.
You made that up.
You didn't get that
you
one.
You could just tell us that there's no way that we're getting...
I don't know.
I had no idea.
I don't know what
who,
you know.
Who is he?
No idea. Right. Let's look him up.
I have no idea who that is. And by the way, I can't... Like, I'm watching this. How stupid is Jalen Carter? Like, it is like... They are face-to-face. And, like... I mean, the ref is right there. Wow.
Pittsburgh. Rodgers, Rudolph, and?
Rodgers, Rudolph,
they kept
and
a third guy this year.
Is it a youngin?
No.
Rodgers, Rudolph.
He's not a youngin. He's been around.
Boy, I'm struggling right now. Bucks had to save me a couple. Yeah. Rodgers, Rudolph, and...
These are pretty hard, guys.
Rodgers, Rudolph, and...
Charlie Batch.
I think Charlie Batch is my age.
7. You only need 3 more.
I don't know.
I'm
trying to.
Okay, Skylar Thompson.
Oh, for God's sake. Skylar Thompson's in Pittsburgh.
I remember him as a Dolphin.
Yep.
Well, he was. I think that's the only time you remember him. And by the way, he almost won a playoff game against a good team.
And let's see. Let's give you a Washington. You know who Washington's third string quarterback is? Because you have to get all three.
I got to get all three to get this right.
Or you're suspended.
So, who did they keep? Marcus. Who does who did the commies
have? It's not looking good, guys.
No, it's not. Who do the commies have? Young guy or...
No, yeah. He's been around.
He's been around.
Yeah.
They didn't get Heineke. No, Heineke's
he
out of the job right now.
He was in the playoffs last year. He made... last year? 2 years ago, he made the playoffs. He was in the... You saw him in the playoffs.
I saw him in the playoffs?
Yes, two years ago. In the playoffs.
Playoffs.
Buckley should know this one.
I should, huh?
So
a Niners cast off?
Niners? Was a Niners cast off? Did they do like a...
You remember who we
Josh
saw?
Josh Johnson?
Yep, that's it.
Josh Johnson
remember
is
that?
In Washington?
Yeah, third string quarterback.
Oh my God.
It's like his 19th NFL team.
Dude, thank you, Buck. Buck's doing as good as I am on this. I had no idea that dude was even still in the league.
He is, somehow.
Didn't see him play once.
Okay, you have to get the next two.
All right.
Chicago. The backup to Bagent.
I believe. I don't know why. This is just one of those. I believe it's Case Keenum.
That is correct.
There you go.
We're down to the last one.
I have no idea why. I remember that, but I believe it's Case Keenum.
This is the third string quarterback game.
Now we're getting some drama.
If you're just tuning in, Big Sook had to get 9.5 out of 14 third string quarterbacks. He is currently at 9.
The only reason I'm even close to this is I think Buckley has at least 3 of these.
And we only have 1 left.
I'm trying to think who, if I know of another, like an actual third string quarterback that I know.
Who is the third string quarterback? Now, if Sook does not get this right, he is suspended without pay.
And I still have to work, apparently.
For 7 years. So this is pretty important.
Well, there goes retiring the show and he wins the Powerball.
That's true. I'll unretire. I have
the
no
Houston Texans. The Houston. Third string quarterback is...
Again, give me a hint. Old guy, new guy.
Matt Schaub.
I have never heard of him.
Oh, for God's
Let me look him up. Here, let me give you a hint. Hold on. Let me look him up.
That's not the confidence I needed when Rob says, I've never heard
of
him.
Hold on. Don't make any guesses.
Okay.
I'll try to give you. I don't want you suspended. That's more work for me. He played. Let's see. What the hell? He's 24.
Okay, so he's young.
He was a 6th-round pick this year.
Small school, big school.
Two schools, as is kind of common these days. Yeah. Two big schools.
You got to give me the school. I don't know.
I think if I give you the schools, I don't think you'll get it.
Really? Tyler Van Dyke.
No, I think he's still. Isn't he in college?
I don't know. I just figured.
Yeah.
That's a good guess.
Van Dimes could be.
He did play. One of his schools was Wisconsin, and also Florida.
Oh, is it Graham Mertz?
Graham Mertz.
Oh, yeah!
God!
Zero chance.
I mean, we needed quite a few hints, but still.
How do you know that?
I don't know!
That's incredible.
I think I watched that stupid SEC Netflix thing that Graham Mertz and DJ Lagway were competing for the Florida job after he got there from Wisconsin.
How relieved are you? You don't have to, like, you still get paid tomorrow.
Thank God. I think you might have helped goose that one across the finish line. Don't think we were getting there on our own on that one.
Yeah, I had to help you get
Graham Mertz.
I have no problem helping you. Yeah, Graham Mertz, rookie quarterback for the Houston Texans.
Houston Texans.
They like him.
I love that you can suck so bad in
college,
but it doesn't matter. You can still stick.
Not at all.
You can still stick on an NFL roster.
And that is the third string quarterback game.
We got some drama.
Wow. That was intense. All right. I don't really know what's next.
Maybe we all.
No one does.
Maybe we all spit on each other.
Yeah, I saw the close-up replay of that. That was so bad and so stupid.
I can't believe, too. I mean, not that Dak's going to do anything. Jalen Carter will rip your head off. But, man, if you want a guaranteed fight, just spit on another grown man. That is just...
Shades of Robbie Alomar.
That is vile. Bill Romanowski as well?
Bill Romanowski to J.J. Stokes.
J.J. Stokes.
Yeah, at least he didn't do it on his face mask. Well...
He may have tried to. It just fell short. Got him around the collar.
Well, Dak has the shield.
The visor.
Oh, yeah.
But... and so does Carter, by the way, but he kind of hit him right on the chest.
That is just so... it's just...
He probably didn't want to play tonight. He's like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to spit on Dak.
I wonder if someone check the Eagles and like the unders for Jalen Carter, because that's one of those, hey, watch me get thrown out
there
of this.
There you go.
He's going to play cards with Big Dom.
What a D-bag.
We'll be right back. Here's Buck with SportsCenter.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Pumping.
Well, so far, we got a pretty good little ball game here.
Yeah. I mean, Cowboys went right down now with the help of some penalties, but scored, and now Philly took their opening drive and their third and goal from about the four. So,
and we already have an ejection, and we have a mustache. Did you see Dak is rocking a mustache?
Yeah,
now?
I saw actually in the pregame.
Yeah,
he's got that going on. The mustache I find is touchdown birds. I find the mustache is making a bit of a comeback. I'm seeing him more and more.
Tell you what, that's a guy that can rock a mustache right there.
Yeah,
it's a good looking dude.
Well, Dak is a handsome man.
He really is.
Sirianni, not so much.
Well, he doesn't have a stash though.
No,
he could use one.
He just looks. He looks haggard.
I'm sorry to say this, but he looks like he's on opioids.
Yeah,
He does. He's got the big bags and black circles under his eyes.
He looks like he just did 12 hours at his project management job and has to go to a custody hearing. Yes. That's what he looks like.
Some people just look like that, and then others do drugs.
Yeah.
I don't know which he is. Probably he just looks like that.
But. Yeah. Dak, on the other hand, looks like $1 million.
All right. Well, 7-7. First quarter.
That's my quarterback.
And Buck is already bragging about his winning Cowboys.
Not bragging. I just said a good start for Cowboys plus eight bettors. And it was. And now it's back on even footing.
I enjoy pushing Buck's buttons, if you haven't noticed. It's very sensitive.
Rolling, what?
But
it is fun.
I'm with him on
it. It is fun to needle Buckley.
That the line was a little too high. But I didn't take it.
I did not touch this one. Early lines that are more than a touchdown, I'm like, no.
Well, it's a divisional game.
Exactly. And it could be a defense. I mean, there could be a hangover, you know, the Super Bowl, you're doing the banner night. Your best defensive player decides to be an idiot and spit on Dak Prescott. I mean,
I took most of that into account except for the Jalen Carter stuff. And then I got the confirmation of one Dave Bartu that says he's been running AI agents to get results. And they spit out Dallas tonight as well.
It's insane.
Yeah, Bartu is now training Gronk. Is that what it is, Gronk?
And ChatGPT both. Yeah. He's trained them both.
He's giving them play-by-play for the last...
decade, I think.
10 years.
Yeah.
And he's having them spit out who they think will cover the spread.
That's what he's going with.
Yeah, something like that.
It is interesting, though, that the Jalen Carter, who is one of, if not the best defensive tackles in football, the big knock on him was he was an idiot coming out of Georgia and had maturity problems, and now you're spitting on quarterbacks.
Well, you know, true, boys. But listen, the guy's awesome, yes. And they just won a Super Bowl, so I'm guessing that Nick Sirianni can live with Jalen Carter being a bonehead from time to time.
Yeah, you can't get kicked out of games, though. Well, you can when you're Jalen Carter.
He just did.
Yeah, that's true.
I do knew that.
I don't know if he'll get suspended. You think he'll get suspended for that?
Yeah, he'll get suspended. Mm. You can't spit on people. There will be I'm guessing there will be a suspension coming and a nice little fine for him.
How many games did Robbie Alomar get?
Well, baseball. I don't know.
Alomar got like 10 or 2 weeks or something like that, I think.
I'm going to look and see, because Romanowski would be the one to look at.
Yeah, I'm trying to look it up right now.
Five games
for Alomar?
Yeah, he spit on the umpire, yeah. And he only got five games.
Yes. Treshawn Holden, by the way, Oregon, he got booted for spitting last year.
Then he came back, though, right?
Yeah, yeah. But he got
oh, but he booted back. From a game,
yeah,
yes.
Booted from a game.
Yeah, I'm reading that Terrell Owens got fined $35,000 in 2006 for spitting. Marcus Peters, $12,000 in 2020.
But not suspended?
It doesn't seem like it.
Hmm. Interesting. So maybe he won't get suspended.
The severity and the intent are considered, it says.
Yeah, Romanowski, he may have just gotten fined, so maybe he's not going to catch a suspension.
Wow, they don't suspend you for that, huh?
Well, Romanowski got suspended for everything, but it looks like Romanowski only got fined, and this tells you, like, the inflation. This was in 97. You only got fined $7,500.
That's it, huh?
Dude, you get fined $7,500 for not tying your shoe anymore in the NFL.
Yeah, your socks don't match right, and you could find that.
But yeah, it doesn't look like he was suspended. So maybe that won't be the case with Jalen Carter.
All right, do you buy what this jabroni is selling? That's next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, so they just had a big old Donnybrook in the Eagles-Cowboys game. A
couple special teams, a couple helmets ripped off, but no punches thrown, so no one...
A lot of yellow hankies
yeah.
were tossed. And cool. I would just like to, again, credit NFL officials for getting it sorted out quickly.
Yeah.
Because they did, and they moved right along. College, that would have taken an hour
yes.
to figure out.
Yeah, because it was a big old Donnybrook. And they just threw the offsetting penalties, move it along, let's go. And hey, Dak and the Dallas offense look sharp. They're feeding CD.
We forgot Dak was actually pretty good.
Well, and that goes back to it. We all get annoyed with the Dak Prescott talk because ESPN won't shut the hell up about it. But anyone, it's the same thing with like Brock Purdy. If you don't think Brock Purdy and Dak Prescott are good quarterbacks, you're just dumb. You just don't watch football. Before he got hurt 2 years ago, Dak Prescott was he's top three in every meaningful category. Now, is he Joe Burrow? Is he Lamar Jackson? No. But this idea that Dak is somehow like this mid-tier quarterback is just stupid. It's just, it's an ignorant point of view because nothing backs it up. And if you want to say injury prone, sure. Yeah, if you want to go that. But when Dak is healthy, he is on. And right now they're picking apart the Eagles secondary and they're giving them plenty of time to throw. And they're missing Jalen Carter there.
And in the pass rush. There's a holding and back it up.
That kills drive.
Stupid Dallas.
It's like a 70% reduction in chance to score when you commit any penalty, and holds and personal fouls are even worse.
Yeah, Football Outsiders was talking about this. You know, I read their almanac every year.
Yeah.
And one of their big things is if you see teams with a bunch of defensive penalties, there actually is not a real big correlation to wins and losses.
Yeah.
If you see teams with a bunch of offensive penalties,
they're just killers.
It absolutely kills. They're not. They tend to lose more games.
Yeah. Well, there's a real propensity right now in these kind of shell cover two defenses that the NFL is playing is, and this goes back to like the whole Kansas City Chiefs Tyreek Hill. We're not going to let you beat us over the top. You have to go 15 plays, and we believe in those 15 plays. We will either get a big negative sack or you will commit a penalty. And sacks and penalties, like I said, they are absolute drive killers. And that's kind of the new trend these last couple of years in the NFL.
So it's just 7-7. Mm-hmm. If the Cowboys win, how many people are out in survivor pools? Because I think there's a lot.
You think there's a lot of people that took Dallas today?
Like no, that are on Philly.
Or yeah, excuse me, that are on Philly. That's what I meant.
Yeah, like, it was one of the biggest. Yeah. I think
it's the biggest spread of the week.
It ties for the biggest spread of the week with the Broncos, I think.
Denver and Tennessee is the other one. There's going to be a ton of people on Philly, a ton of people on Denver.
I would think Cincinnati and Cleveland would have some of that.
Yeah, that was like 5.5, and now they're saying Myles Garrett might be banged up. So. Yeah.
I mean, Cardinals, Saints, and you shouldn't trust the Cardinals, but I would go there.
Yeah, that one's 6.5, I think.
Yeah. I could see that. Yeah, Titans Broncos might be where I go. But yeah, I can see that, Dallas. I think people were sleeping on Dallas just because there's been so much dumb noise. But when healthy, Dallas can score points, plain and simple.
So I have 5 entries in my survivor pool.
Yeah.
I did pick Philly for one of them. Mm-hmm. I'm wondering if I'm rooting for Dallas here to just get all the Phillies out.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I can
see that. A lot of people are going to lose on Philly.
A lot of people are getting
Week one is a tough week in Survivor.
Mm-hmm. I lost last year with Cincinnati.
Yeah. I was going to say, last year, was it Cincinnati, New England?
Yeah, New England beat them.
Dude, so many people got kneecapped.
That was like a 10-point spread or something.
Yep. Yep. I remember that.
Who were your other 4 picks? Did you double up on any of them, or were they all different?
2 on Denver. Let me think about this. Did I do Arizona? I don't think I wanted a road team, so I did Rams. And I hate it, but
Commanders is another one people like. They're favored by 6.
I actually like Cleveland. So I don't like divisional games. I had a hard time taking Philly because I think the familiarity in division. Mm-hmm. Like I feel like Cleveland can easily knock off Cincinnati, and I feel like the Giants can easily knock off Washington. So I didn't take those. Philly I did just because it's the biggest spread on the board, and I trust them. They're a better team. But I went Denver 2, Philly 1. I think I went Rams, and I think I went off the board with the Jags.
Hmm.
They play Carolina.
Yeah, they're favored by 3.5, I think.
Carolina's kind of banged up. Yeah. Jacksonville, I think, should win that. I just went all home teams, and I didn't want divisional matchups.
I could see that.
Except for Philly.
Dallas knocking on the door here, 1st and goal from about the 1. You knew that I thought this was going to be a closer game than what people were thinking. I did not think this was going to be a blowout, but... And boy, if they win, Jerry Jones is going to be insufferable. just
well, my.
Buckle up for the
I don't need more than our listeners
for Jerry Jones, Michael Irvin, and just the ESPN crew to just start slurping away tomorrow.
Do we have agreements? All parties have to agree.
Do we give enough credit to the I don't even want our listeners to listen to me? Do we?
I don't need more than our listeners to listen to me.
What the hell is he talking about?
No,
you have got to be smoking something over there.
Smiles and glory holes.
I don't even want our listeners to listen to me.
I don't know. I don't know what that guy's doing anymore. But if they win tonight, Jerry Jones will take some sort of preemptive victory lap after 1 week in the season. He will victory lap it. You know he will. He will go on every show in America tomorrow and tell everyone to cram it.
Might give him a heart. There he is right there. There's the old fella. Look at him. Old Stern's drink with his
oh, yeah.
pickle finger.
He's got the guy that his whole job is to clean his glasses.
I
by the way,
guy.
His glasses.
That's his son, his other son, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah.
And that's his wife too. She's you seen her?
Oh yeah.
You watch that Dallas Cowboy cheerleader show?
That's his wife. That's his wife. The son's wife. Not Jerry's wife.
No, I think it's the son's wife.
Jerry's wife is really old.
Yeah. But she was on there. She was like on there too, and she's kinda hot too.
Jerry's wife?
Yeah. Look her up.
No.
Yeah.
She's
well, I know she's ancient, but look her up.
Stop it.
You stop it.
Eugenia.
Yeah. She's a hottie.
I don't know about that.
please stop.
Dude, she's hot.
She looks like Nancy Pelosi.
Please stop.
She is hot for 97 years old.
She's 97?
Boy, no. that wig that she's got is something else. And let's play the fun game. And I'm sure she's a lovely woman. And clearly looks
she's 79.
And clearly looks the other way that Jerry is constantly hanging out with
she didn't care.
Call girls. She doesn't care. Who's had more plastic surgery? Jerry's wife or Jerry? Because, boy.
I'm going to say her.
Both of their faces are.
He can't even move his face anymore.
I don't think she can either.
Probably not. They probably go get like a couple's discount.
I guess.
How long do you have to recover from that? You know, like when you. You know how the. It's so weird how. I guess we just don't see him frequently enough.
Yeah.
But you see, you know what Jerry looks like. And then all of a sudden you see him, you go, whoa, look at all that plastic. Like, when was he down? Was he down for like 3 months?
Well, I think
recovery?
It depends what you do. Like, if it's a lift and they like pull your face back, you probably can't be in the public eye for a couple weeks. But I think if they're doing stuff with like filler and Botox, you can go out that day.
I think Jerry Jones' wife, follow me, she looks like. Like a crazy bitch mom or grandma from like a bad like TV movie that ends up poisoning the girlfriend of her son because the girlfriend's like white trash and thinks that she's trying to get her hands on the family's money. And then therefore she shows up and tries to buy her off. And when that doesn't work, she just poisons her. That's what she looks like. She looks like an evil, like just an evil woman from a Hallmark movie. That's what she looks like.
Well, all I know is she's a hottie.
Imagine when she was running around Fayetteville at University of Arkansas.
Yeah.
That's where they met.
Back in the day. Yep, they met at Arkansas. Okay, we'll get to the club next on The Fam.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.